I was able to lose 24 pounds in 5 weeks, which was awesome. Find out how Dr. Lucas and her team can help you at myphdweightloss.com. One more time, that's myphdweightloss.com.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be a challenging task. The George Coleman Ford team strives to change that. Perhaps that's why their online reviews and multiple Ford President's Awards speak volumes. And with new inventory arriving monthly, you can find the vehicle you've been looking for or have George Coleman Ford order one for you. Never any hidden fees or phantom charges at George Coleman Ford. Plain and simple, old-fashioned, honest business. The best is found in Traveler's Rest. George Coleman Ford.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Upcountry Fiber is here. Whether you're working from home, streaming the big game, online shopping, or gaming, Upcountry Fiber offers high-speed fiber internet to fit all your needs. With more devices connecting to the internet in our homes, a fast and reliable internet package is essential. Visit upcountryfiber.com and click the Updates tab for a live coverage map and answers to frequently asked questions. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection. A partner of Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative.
If you're considering a commercial building project, you probably have a lot of questions. Hood Construction is here to answer all of those questions and help you build it the right way, each step of the way. Their specialties include office, hospitality, healthcare, K-12 and higher education, faith-based, retail, and industrial construction. The Hood Construction team serves clients through concept master planning, real-time budget forecasting, ROI Performa assistance, and more. Visit hoodconstruction.com for your free commercial construction assessment today.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with a push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Walked up to the Red Rage. We are back. How about this remote? Tesla, right? I just got into MLB this season. How do I watch games? I said, one good way is MLB streaming. The rest of the year only costs like $20. He says, awesome. I love the show. I listen every day. Thank you very much. Very, very kind. Orange Bill says, separation, exclamation marks, bingo. I mean, that's what it is. The quarterback, I don't care how good your quarterback is, okay? I don't care how good your quarterback is. If your receivers don't, listen, look, if your receivers don't separate and they can't make plays on 50-50 balls, what exactly is your quarterback supposed to do? You know, again, this is the part that people still elude some people from a year ago. I don't care how good your quarterback is. There's nothing he can do. If your receivers don't separate and they also don't make plays on 50-50 balls, what's left? Go ahead, I'll wait. There's nothing left. That's it. That's all there is. So, you know, none of that happened last year for this guy. So he's a new guy. The O-line isn't blocking early in the year. You're playing Georgia to start the year. You have no running game. You know, your receivers aren't catching anything. The biggest thing is they can't separate. They can't get open. There's nowhere to go with the football. you don't have any check down. You don't have any slot receiver. So the clock is ticking. What are you going to do? Go ahead. Tell me. Tell me what you would do. Who are you throwing to? Who exactly are you throwing to? Frank Latson, who's open only in his dreams?
What?
Frank Latson. You know, Frank Latson came to Clemson as like a five-star guy. He was going to take the top off. He was gonna do this. The guy didn't get open in his entire career at Clemson. And gotta give you a little of that flash, but, you know, then would take much of the year off. You know, Justin Ross was trying to come back from a serious situation and just wasn't ready, and then he was in the slot, and he didn't know that position, and athletically he just had no explosiveness, didn't separate from anybody all year. You know, and again, the numbers prove that out in the testing. You know, when his roll of athletic score, his RAS number was 2.6 something. It needs to be at 9.5. It was 2.6. His 10-yard split was 1.75. They're off. He's playing the slot. There are offensive linemen with better 10-yard splits. So that was an enormous problem. And you know, we come back to today, and where are we today? I don't know. You know, the guy, what really worries me is the guy who broke out in the second half of last year was Bo Collins. Again, he's not playing right now. And he wasn't really playing in the spring. I hope that he's not headed towards an E.J. Williams-type season from last year, where injuries became a factor for him. I hope he's not headed for that type of year. Because then you're going to be even more reliant on Ngata. And, you know, maybe you'll wind up being reliant on Frost like Antonio Williams too. The one thing I'm going to say about Specter and Will Taylor, et cetera, in the slot, I think these guys are more prototypical slot receivers. Now, Specter has never had just what I would consider a slot body. He could have played inside. He could have played outside. He's had issues with injury. But let me tell you something. That Specter family is more athletic than people understand. Now, his brother is excelling right now with the Buffalo Bills. And quite honestly, he excelled on the football field at Clemson last year. That guy might be missed. When he tested at Clemson's Pro Day at the end of the year, his test numbers were really good. So, look, I think Specter in the slot is going to be productive. I also, from the first time I saw Will Taylor, I thought, you know, this guy defines what a slot receiver is supposed to look like. He's has fast twitch. He's athletic. He can change directions. I mean, that's why Clemson put him back to shag punts last year before he got hurt. You know, he had that type of ability, and why he might be dabbling with that role again, according to reports. But he's another guy I think gives you a better slot option than you had a year ago. No, look, I can't say for certain that Spector's going to stay healthy or Taylor's going to stay healthy or Antonio Williams is going to step in that role. But I'll tell you this. I think you have better options right now in the slot than you did a year ago. That's without considering the roles of multiple tight ends, 12 personnel, et cetera. Before we even get to that, I think your slot receiver options are better than they were last year. And again, that's a security blanket to a quarterback, because what your slot receiver is, all right, what a Hunter Renfro type is he is a guy with great short area quickness who can get free in a hurry. He's not going to run 4-4 in a straight line. Hunter Renfro is like a 4-5-3 guy, 4-5-5 guy. What Hunter Renfro tested really well in was the three-cone drill. He had, in the combine he went to, he had the second or third best three-cone drill. And that's what a slot receiver is all about. The game's not played in a straight line, especially from the slot. you've got to be able to change directions and get free. Hunter Renfro did those things for Clemson. He's doing those things in the National Football League. Justin Ross could not do any of those things a year ago. I think that Spector and Taylor and Williams are all better suited at that element than Justin Ross was. So I think you're going to have improved play in the slot in terms of what you hope to get from a slot receiver, the role the slot receiver needs to play, and the role that a slot receiver needs to play for this quarterback, a still developing quarterback. I think you're going to get better play there. I also think the running backs are going to catch the ball much better than they did a year ago. I envision Shipley with 40 catches, Pace with 20 catches, and Maffa with some catches too. I think you get like 60 catches out of the running back position, which is more than you had a year ago. It's more than you had a year ago. Bengal John. John, how are you?
Good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call. Hope you and Ramon are doing well.
Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate you getting in.
Walt, I think I truly believe that Clemson obviously is going to be a lot better based on what the offensive and defensive coordinators have talked about. And I've been listening to 105.5 The Roar the last couple of days pretty much all day long, and it's very, very entertaining. They're all great shows. But one of the things that I think is, and you may have already alluded to it, as a matter of fact, you probably just did, but I think DJ is going to have opportunities to throw to the back side of the backfield, especially in some of those shorter yardage situations where it's maybe third and six, throw it out in the flat or something like that and gain those yards. But the one thing that I can say about Clemson this year, everybody's concerned about injuries that I've listened to in the receiver room, but you've got some time to get healthy, Walt. I think you'll agree. I think that Georgia Tech doesn't really pose a problem. I don't think Furman poses a problem, and I surely don't think.
Yeah, John, but football doesn't work that way, and you know that. I mean, it takes chemistry, and especially when you've already struggled. You need reps. You need your guys out there. It doesn't work. It's not magic. It comes by hard work. It comes with your quarterback throwing the ball to the same guys over and over and over and learning each other and developing that chemistry. You can't develop that chemistry.
I do agree with that.
You can't develop that chemistry if guys are sitting out.
No. I agree with that, Walt. But I do think there is a little bit of luxury in having some time to get some of those guys back and healthy and begin to get some reps. I mean, three games in, you're facing Louisiana Tech, which I don't think is going to pose a problem, although Louisiana Tech is not a slouch. But, you know, I don't think that's going to pose a problem. But you're right. But I truly believe DJ, based on what you hear from the coaching staff, he's more mobile. He's lost some weight. He's able to go through his progressions. He's moving around better. He's seeing guys better. I think that'll develop, Walt. I don't see a stumbling block until maybe NC State. I mean, that may be the first stumbling block if there is one, and I'm not sure there is one. I think Clemson goes undefeated this year.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think
they go undefeated. I think 11-1. I think it's really almost impossible to go unbeaten. And I think to be unbeaten, you have to have a very explosive offense.
But you're not playing the same Wake Forest. You're not playing the same Pitt. Those teams lost.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, John. It's you're playing opponents who know you, and it's just hard to go unbeaten. It's easy to talk about, very hard to do. Only special teams go unbeaten. You lose somewhere. They're 18 to 22 year olds. I mean, we watched Clemson win a national championship and lose to Pittsburgh, and lost to Syracuse, and almost lost to NC State if it wasn't for a missed 30 yard field goal. So, you know, I think that Clemson can go 11-1. I would be somewhat surprised if Clemson went unbeaten. I don't think you're there yet offensively to march through a whole season and not have a slip up. And it may come at an unexpected place. I think Boston College concerns me because it's after the Wake and NC State game. And BC has played here three straight years. So this is the first time they get to play a home game against Clemson in 4 years. And then Phil Jakovic is back. You know,
but Boston College is not even in the same.
Okay, well, BC. Yeah, but here's the thing, John. This is going to illustrate my point exactly. Boston College was 10 yards away from beating Clemson here last year with Denny Grizzell at quarterback. Not even Phil Jakovic.
But as you've mentioned many times, though, Walt. You've been appreciatively constructive criticism, if you will. You've mentioned many, many times that Clemson didn't have the continuity. This year, I think they're going to have it. They've got some returning pieces. These guys on the offensive line have now played together, although they're moving around some positions. I think that offense line is a lot stronger. They're able to protect better. I mean, you just look at it and hear about it. I don't think it's crap. I think it's the truth.
You got to be careful to hear about it. Last year, we heard that the offensive line was going to be way better, too. And then it was disastrous at the start of the year. We heard that Justin Ross was incredibly explosive and all that stuff. You know, you got to be careful with hear about it. You know, I'm more about see it than I am hear about it. And
okay. I
heard about it last year, and the offense was 100th. There are only 130 teams. The offense is going to have to improve dramatically, and my concern is you don't improve if guys are sitting out injured, especially guys who you're supposed to be developing chemistry with. You know, it'd be one thing, John. Listen, here's the thing. If this team had offensive success previously, in other words, if this Clemson offensive group had been, you know, 15th in the country last year, and there were plenty of 500-yard games and that type of stuff, and then you had some of those guys sitting out with injuries, I wouldn't be concerned about that at all, because that would prove you already had the chemistry and you're just waiting to get your guys back on the field. That's not where this team is, in my estimation, offensively. This team is still in a developmental stage where you need all hands on deck. I mean, you can't have Bo Collins sitting out. You can't have E.J. Williams sitting out. I mean, these guys got to be out there playing and working on these things with your quarterback as you approach the season. Now, you may be right. There are some maybe break-in games at the start of the year. This is still not ideal. It is not ideal that Bo Collins missed much of the spring, is now missing a good chunk of the fall.
Well, I know you got to go, Walt, and I'm not trying to dress up a cake by any means. I'm not trying to do that. But what I'm saying is I see a lot of positives this year, a lot more than I saw last year.
Well, you haven't seen that's anything, sure, John. So that's the point.
Well, I mean, okay, I'm hearing it, okay?
Right.
I'm hearing it.
And again, I think that's different than seeing it. And we'll find out. Okay. Thank you, John. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, you can only trust so much, and then some of it you just have to see. You know, this 100th-ranked offense a year ago is not a product of fans' imagination. That happened. And now you've got to get significantly better in that area. I mean, significantly better. And we'll see. I mean, I think you have to go from 100 to top 20 to be a national title contender. With the quality of defense you have, I think if you go from 100 to top 20, I think then you are a legit national title contender. That's a big jump. It's a big jump. Let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey, and Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary's been advertising our show for a few years now. He loves the relationship with the station, our listeners. We get numerous on-air calls from Gary's customers singing his praises. They talk about, you know, how intelligent he is, how patient he is, how flexible he is in scheduling to meet you. I mean, this guy will meet with you at any time. All he does is help people. I've been doing this a long time. I've met few people who want to help individuals to the level that Gary Mahaffey does. Gary's agency, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, has been in insurance for over a quarter century, Medicare specifically for 18 of those years, and Gary's been on Medicare himself for 4 years. So he knows this process from both sides, inside and out. So whether it's for you, the individual, or your church, or other senior group, Gary's going to be there for you. As an employer, Gary offers special services for your employees one-to-one and offers ideas for the owner that are win-win for the aging employee and your company as a whole. And Gary's motto is he dozes but never closes. Again, he's unbelievably flexible in when he is willing to meet with you. Gary doesn't speak in highfalutin terms, just plain English to help you better understand a very difficult subject, Medicare. Best of all, Gary's going to be there for you long ongoing after the sale. Trust me. Call my guy, Gary Mahaffey. Tell him I sent you. It's how it works. 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484 for Gary Mahaffey. Quick break. You can get in. 654-7627.
The countdown is on. 20 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. Brought to you by the Pound Cake Man and Clayton's Deli.
Lee Shipley bounces off one tackle, bounces off another. Fighting his way to the end zone. Did he get it? He did!
Wow.
Touchdown!
What a second effort.
We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Tri-County Technical College is in the business of transforming lives one student at a time. Whether you're looking for a career in CNC, advanced manufacturing, information technology, or even business administration, Tri-County's programs offer great opportunities that can put you in a position to have a great career with great pay. At TCTC, you can do college, and we can cover the cost. To learn more, visit Tri-County Technical College online at tctc.edu.
You've been charged with a criminal offense. You may be facing significant consequences. You probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. You feel like nobody understands what you're going through. Get the answers you need to navigate through the legal system. Call today to schedule your free legal consultation with Nick Lavery Law Office, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680. Online, nicklaverylaw.com.
Thursday nights are special in downtown Seneca. People around the county talk about it. They look forward to it every week. People from other states come here. I'm talking about Jazz on the Alley. It's an atmosphere like no other. So after work on Thursday night, 7 till 9, why don't you join about 1,000 of your closest friends on Ramcat Alley in Townsville Street for a night of jazz. Great music, great food, and you. What a great combination. Make your plans now and come on every Thursday. You'll want to get here early because tables and chairs go quickly. Might want to bring your own chair. Why don't you check out a few sounds of jazz every Thursday night?
I feel good. And I'm going to be high.
Grab all your friends every Thursday night. People are talking about this event all over the state. You'll want to be a part of it. Thursday night, 7 till 9, Ramcat Alley in Campbell Street. It's Jazz on the Alley.
Hey guys, this is Ben, and I have to tell you about the best energy and focus supplement. NeuroPlus Brain Boost supplies instant clean energy and focus that you feel within 15 minutes, and it lasts for hours. It also has clinically studied ingredients that support long-term and short-term memory and helps reduce stress. Feel your brain right and feel your best. EC Sports guarantees you will love NeuroPlus or your money back. Go to UpstateMuscle.com. Use code BEN for 20% off. That's UpstateMuscle.com.
Making My Mark's mission is to spread awareness, education, and advocacy about suicide. Offering programs for students and staff at schools, churches, youth groups, and clubs with a goal to start crucial conversations that are vital in removing the stigma associated with mental illness.
Anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses are as prevalent as cancer and heart disease, even though the public perception is different. We lose someone to suicide every 12 minutes in this country.
It devastates families and communities, and it is preventable. Making My Mark wants to start crucial conversations by raising awareness through a message of hope. Talking saves lives.
Making My Mark promotes the building of resiliency and self-worth they can call on if needed. Please join us for a special Out of Bounds broadcast Friday, August 26th from the Clemson Subway as we bring light to this cause.
Hey, folks, Qualk here to remind you to join Donnell Clark and me each and every Friday night for our Tri-County Tech High School football game of the week. This week, we kick off our season schedule with Greer at Daniel. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget that you can help choose where we go each Friday night by casting a vote in our online poll. Just go to our website, theroarfm.com, click on the poll tab, and let your voice be heard.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your Clemson football destination. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Guy who writes the station, right? He says, well, Walt's talking about the Mets. I don't care about the... No, it's false. Talking about the Braves and Mets and the pennant race and I'm going to every single day the rest of the baseball season. That's what people care about. I mean, it's the middle of a pennant race. It's actually going on. It's a major sport. If you don't like baseball, you know, I can't do anything about that. We're still, you know, 3 hours plus football every single day. So, yeah, I mean, the NL East pennant race is one of the biggest things in baseball right now, and it's going to go on the rest of the season. So that's the way it is. You want in 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. You know, again, my expectation on what we see out of Clemson is that running backs are going to have many more catches than they had a year ago. I think you're going to get more prototypical slot receiver play out of that position in one fashion or another than you did a year ago. We'll find out whether Clemson uses more 12 personnel, whether Brinning Stool is a part of that or not. But I still think just conventionally that Spector and Taylor and Williams better project as slot-type receivers than anything Clemson had available to them last year. You know, again, last year it was just Ross, and there really wasn't anything else. So I think that, you know, that area is going to get much better. Tay said, agree with what I heard about the statement. I mean, during the offseason last year, they asked believe in wide receiver room was elite and DJ had a cannon. True, but not altogether accurate. That's one reason last season was just a shock because we're all made to believe our team was elite. There's something to that. There's something to that. There's something to the fact that I think we all sort of thought that the offense would be significantly better than it was. Now, reality hit me after the Georgia game, and I came on the next day and I said, you know, I'm not sure it's going to get all much better until the second half of the year. And I was right and wrong in that statement. It got better in the second half of the year, but not necessarily in the way that I had imagined it. It got better because Clemson got more and more conservative and ran the ball more and more to win games. This team wanted to keep that 10-win streak alive, and that's a noble goal. But that pathway has to change this year and go back to the way it was before if you want to get back to the goals of, you know, winning a national championship and competing for a national championship. Dex said, admittedly a Gamecock, but I genuinely think we beat Clemson this year by 14-17. How about that, Ramona? Gamecock fan. DJ sucks and Rattler is a game changer. Yeah, I don't think DJ sucks. I think that I think he has another level to his play. I think it's important to remember that quarterbacks get better, and we've seen a lot of that in the ACC with quarterbacks getting better. Quarterbacks get better all the time. And we've had guys like Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett didn't get better until year five. You look at the first 4 years of his career, basically there was nothing. Clemson fan in response to that says they are so damn dumb. Here we go. Clark in Greenwood. Clark, how are you?
Hey, I believe that Gamecock fan might have run into a pot field down there at the Riverbank Zoo somewhere. Talking about Clemson.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I can see him down there with his brand new shirts from the dollar store. His Gamecock shirts from the dollar store smoking a big blunt right now.
Yeah, I don't see any way in God's green earth that South Carolina has beaten Clemson by 14-17.
Yeah, it's just delusional every year. I got a question for you. What would you think? You know, you're coaching. Couldn't you move like Brittingstool over to a receiver position and try to get him ready and just leave Davis Allen or even Davis Allen over? You know, because Davis Allen, man, he was catching a lot of balls last year that as a receiver, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, Clemson could go to more of a 12 personnel look and put multiple tight ends on the field and you can essentially play a Brittingstool, line him up, detach him, line him up in the slot, etc. You can do lots of things from a matchup perspective with him, and I imagine Clemson will do some of that. I still think Clemson wants to get back to having a prototypical slot receiver because it's been essential to a lot of Clemson's greatest successes.
Right. Well, me personally, I think Clemson has wasted so much time and really some recruits on Ladson, Ngata, Williams. I mean, because they've been hurt. I mean, these guys were supposed to be stars at Clemson 3 or 4 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
And seems like you got receivers right now. You keep putting these hurt guys. You want to keep putting these guys as hurt out on the field. And you got new guys coming in that's potentially, you know, your next stars, you know? And at what – I think – college football, that the coaches and the team should say, okay, if you're not producing in 2 years, because we're going to develop you, if you're not producing, whatever case may be, you hurt or whatever, we got to pull your scholarship and get somebody else up here. That's just my opinion now, but because, I mean, like you said, look at Latson. What did he have? Maybe 30 yards caught passing last year?
I don't think he had that. I'm thinking he had like four catches
but
for
anyway,
19 yards, yeah.
It's, you know, that's, he wasted, and he was there 3 years, right?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Clemson needs a few more Mike Williams and some more T. Higgins. That's bad right now.
Yeah. And again, that's the ingredient that's missing unless one of these guys or more grows into players like that. Right now, you don't have that.
I mean, that's like the national championship game when Mike Williams played. I know it was a team effort. Watson had a lot to do with it, and the running backs. But Mike, if you don't have Mike, win that national title game.
No,
that's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right about that. He was huge.
Because
he was instrumental.
Could block, he could catch. Right. Anyway, love the show, guys.
Yep. Thank you, Clark. Appreciate it. No, look, I think that's 100%. I think it's 100% right on the. On the Mike Williams thing. I mean, you know, and look, he's still doing that in the pros. But somebody in this receiving core needs to step up and play to that type of level. Somebody needs to become a special playmaker. Right now, there's nobody in this receiving core you can say is a special playmaker. There are guys that have potential, but as of now, there's nobody you can look at and say, well, you know, look, I know that guy's catching 75 balls for 1,200 yards. Clemson had a lot of these guys who could catch 75 balls for 1,200 yards. But right now, you can't look at any of these guys and say that's the case. I mean, you can see the talent in some of them, but it's not, you know, it's not projectable right now. Mountain Gamecock, how are you?
Hey, doing good. Listen, I'm not going to say anything about, I don't know anything about Clemson's football. But I will say this. You know, when somebody calls in or text or whatever about Rattler, you know, Rattler is he's got a lot of potential. A lot of potential. He got a little good background, but the thing is, we heard he, like you said, we hear he's doing good in practice. The problem is right now is, again, offensive line. South Carolina's offensive line got to prove themselves. I mean, there's experience there. They got to prove themselves. The thing is about offensive line, if you've got a great offensive line, you can turn a two-star into a five-star at running back. You can make a pretty good quarterback out of graduate walk-on. You know, there's too much. Yeah, no, I'm not going to say South Carolina's going to beat Clemson 17-14 or whatever that guy said. But I will say this: if South Carolina's offensive line gels together, South Carolina's got some offensive. They've got some offensive products that they've got on the field. So I'm not one of those blowhard guys that's going to say South Carolina's going to kick everybody's butt. No, because of Rattler. No, it's not going to happen. There's too many variables that we don't know about.
Yeah, I mean, look, we need to see what the defense looks like. And again, there are a lot of offensive variables at South Carolina. I think South Carolina is one of the more interesting teams in this year's college football season because there are so many variables, and I want to see what that offense looks like. My expectation is that offense is going to improve dramatically, but the defense, you still wonder about. You know, are you going to be a team that, you know, scores 30 a game and gives up 30 a game? I don't know the answer to that yet.
Well, I hear that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm being sarcastic. All right, that's all I got.
Well played, Mountain Gamecock. Thank you. Chuck and Taylor's, I'll get to you in a second. Before I do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Engineered Sleep. Engineered Sleep's a fourth-generation mattress manufacturer. They sell directly to you, so you end up saving hundreds of dollars. You cut out the middleman. You go right to the source. They only make and sell their own products. They use premium materials that won't break down and sag over time, like so many of the alleged name brands do. Their sales process is simple, interactive, not like regular mattress stores. They offer free delivery and takeaway. If you live within 50 miles, use code WCCP for 10% off, which can save you up to $475. Call 866-244-0898, 866-244-0898, or visit engineeredsleep.com. Better sleep, rest assured. It's engineered sleep. Your very health depends on the quality of your sleep, so don't neglect it. Mattress sizes, twin, twin XL, full XL, rare size, queen, king, cal king. Engineered Sleep has it all, does it all. Go to the source where they make the finest mattresses. Visit the factory today. By the way, adjustable beds as well. Visit the factory today, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville, online, engineeredsleep.com for more info and see what they offer for yourself. And as always, tell them I sent you. It's how this deal works. 866-244-0898. Chuck and Taylor, you're up first when we get back.
It's time for the ultimate college football kickoff show. The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show, live at Twin Peaks in Greenville. Brought to you by Upcountry Fiber. We'll be live from 5 to 8 p.m. on August 25th. The Roar's panel of experts will give you everything you need to know about the upcoming season. Conference champion picks, Heisman picks, playoff picks, and who wins it all. We'll have you covered. The Roar College Football Kickoff Show, live August 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey guys, don't embarrass yourself at the beach this summer with that old belly hanging out. Come get that weight off today at Low Country Male. It's time to make an appointment, get your testosterone up, and get that big old belly under control. We offer testosterone replacement, growth hormone peptides, ED, hair replacement, and Wegovy weight loss, all with easy payment plans that include doctor visits, labs, and medication. Make men men again, lowcountrymale.com. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit morgancolemanrealestate.com.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
August is here, and that means it's back to school. Football is around the corner, and Elkmont Trading Company is having a sale. The summer closeout sale has begun with 20 to 50% discounts on select footwear and clothing, featuring great brands like On Running, Patagonia, Columbia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, Hey Dudes, Birkenstocks, Wilderness System Kayaks, Ray-Bans, and Costa Sunglasses. Elkmont has what you need. In fact, Elkmont offers the upstate's largest selection of On Running shoes, and all I can say is give them a try. From kayaks to lifestyle apparel and home goods to jewelry, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. For the next several months, Elkmont becomes game day central with an incredible selection of Clemson game day apparel and tailgating accessories. Conveniently located in Powdersville on Highway 153, just minutes from Greenville, and in Clemson at 93 exit off of 123. You need to get to Elkmont today, and go Tigers.
Making My Mark's mission is to spread awareness, education, and advocacy about suicide. Offering programs for students and staff at schools, churches, youth groups, and clubs with a goal to start crucial conversations that are vital in removing the stigma associated with mental illness.
Anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses are as prevalent as cancer and heart disease, even though the public perception is different. We lose someone to suicide every 12 minutes in this country.
It devastates families and communities, and it is preventable. Making My Mark wants to start crucial conversations by raising awareness through a message of hope. Talking saves lives.
Making My Mark promotes the building of resiliency and self-worth they can call on if needed. Please join us for a special Out of Bounds broadcast Friday, August 26th from the Clemson Subway as we bring light to this cause.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Whoa. relative to the road rates. We are back for those people asking me, and they are. It is Walker and Morton tonight for the Mets and Braves, respectively. I don't really trust either one of those guys at this point. Walker's been bad in his last two outings, including against the Mets. Morton's been bad Walker's been bad, including against the Braves, and Morton's been bad, including against the Mets. So what do you want to do with that deal? Yeah, it'll be interesting. One thing, from a Braves standpoint, Grissom continues to hit. The whole lineup hit last night. Everybody hit. Everybody ate last night. But from a Mets standpoint, Alonso's been hitting, but he has not hit a home run in like 12 games. The Mets need power from Alonso. We'll see whether he provides any tonight against Charlie Morton. So, an interesting pitching matchup tonight, one that would seem to favor the hitters. We shall see. Let me get to Chuck and then Len. Before I do that, let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Westminster Vision is fully independent with over 30 years experience. We believe in friendly, personal, professional service, large selection of designer eyewear and sunglasses, including Oakley, Costa, Silhouette. We have all our own eyeglass lab. We own our own eyeglass lab for fast, accurate eyeglasses. All are guaranteed. How about that, Ramona? Their own eyeglass lab.
Yeah, that makes it easy.
That's right. This is where you go. This is where you go to see Dr. Coppola, and you'll understand what an expert really is. We have our own eyeglass lab for fast, accurate eyeglasses. All are guaranteed completely. We offer new advanced dry eye therapy that may reduce the need for drops. I may have to look into that. Evening and weekend exams available. Most insurance accepted. Don't forget to check out Dr. Coppola in Gilligan's Island, the musical, August 19th to the 28th at the Green Pond Amphitheater in Anderson. Yes, Dr. Coppola is in theater as well. Did I tell you that? Yeah. How about that? Now, we don't know who he's playing. I need to find out who he's playing. So make sure to go see Dr. Coppola in that event at the Green Pond Amphitheater and go see him for all your eye care. I promise you'll thank me later. 864-654-4141, 864-654-4141. Chuck and Taylor's. Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for getting in, Chuck, as always.
Enjoy the show, as always.
Thank you.
I got two questions for you, and I'm going to hang up and listen to you. First question, Walt, what do you think the defenses will come out, Georgia Tech? And I got an idea. I think if it was me, I would line up an 8 to 9-man front and see if they could beat you through the air first. And the second question is, what do you attribute all these ACL, MCL tears now in sports? And especially football, I saw where Texas lost two tears. Because, I mean, it might not have been prevalent back in the day with Danny Ford and that area I grew up in, but it was something you never heard about. And I don't know if it's just like every other day there's somebody tearing an MC or ACL. And I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck.
Thank you again for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck. I wish I had a good answer to that, Chuck. I'm not sure I do. I think you would have to study the number of injuries. You'd have to know for certain what the numbers were from the past. I think we're privy to more information today than we ever were before. So I think that's part of it. As to whether the injuries are more prevalent, maybe different types of turf, perhaps than in the past, although more and more we're going back to grass. I don't know, Chuck. I don't know if that's a perception or reality. I'm just not sure. I don't have enough information on that. I may actually try and look that up later, see if there's been any study on that by anyone, and maybe give you a more competent answer tomorrow. But I'll take a look at it. It's an interesting it's an interesting element. But again, Tester just wrote, and I saw it pop up, that social media allows for more reporting of the injuries than ever before. I think there's something to that. I think that we hear more about it now than we ever did before. Len, good to have you as always.
Yeah, I agree with you. Good to be here. I think it could be, too, the guys are bigger now and stronger and faster, and it seems like there's a lot of muscle. And, you know, your knees can only take so much.
Yeah,
but who knows? I think back in the day, you might have had some of these guys, like Namath and them, who knows if they were even playing with torn ACLs and they were so tough they just didn't even know it. You know, I don't know. I think the medical, who knows?
But, well, and, you know, by the way, Lynn, you just reminded me of something. And this is a good example. See, Namath tore his ACL a bunch of times. There was an old-time quarterback named Bill Nelson who played with the Cleveland Browns franchise who tore his knee ligaments 20 times. So maybe it's just that we didn't hear about it as much as well. And in your point also that the athletes are bigger, stronger, maybe the body's not meant to support it.
Yeah, I mean, but anyway, what I called was it was nice to see the Mets get beat down last night. Now, I'm not under any delusion that the Braves are a better team. I mean, because when you get to the playoffs, you're facing the other team's best pitchers. But I will say this. There is not a more exciting, there is not a team better equipped for the long term than the Braves. Their talent is insane. For Call, Acuna, Grissom, Riley, Swanson, Harris, Strider. I mean, I don't know of any other team that has the talent at those. I mean, they're so young. The problem is going to be able to keep them all. And I think the Braves are going to try to sign as many of these guys on the Acuna contract that they can. Like, you know, but you know what?
Yeah.
That's actually, for a guy that's 21 years old, guaranteed money. You think you're ripping off the player, but there's no guarantee these guys are going to be the same next year. They could turn out to regress. So, and if they get hurt, it's guaranteed in baseball. So you offer these guys that are 21 years old, Strider, Grissom, Harris, $100 million for 5 or 6 years, that's actually not a bad deal for either side.
Right. Well,
because not many teams do that.
Yeah. You know, look, I agree completely with the point about the talented youth and the future. I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, you know, for example, even if the Mets are better this year, I mean, Max Scherzer's 38. You know, how much longer is he going to pitch? Jacob DeGrom is 34 and off a major injury concern. You don't know. We don't know how the rest of that's going to play out. And so, you know, the Mets pitching staff could look very different next year in the short term. You know, we'll see. But the Braves are. You're 100% right. I mean, a lot of their talent is very young, and they're all terrific players. So the future for the Braves, I think, is very bright, regardless of what happens in this one season.
I've never seen anything like this much talent. I mean, I would never sign Judge. I'll make a few more points. I would never sign the Sotos and the Judges, the Bryce Harpers, the Mike Trouts to these $400, $500 million. No way. It's not worth it because I'd rather sign Grissom and Harris. They're probably under the Braves contract at bargain basement prices for the next 3 or 4 years. I'd offer these guys their $100-120 million right now and keep them because you can get two or three players like that for $300 million. Why go out and sign a Judge at 30 years old? For $400-500 million.
Right, and again, remember, Judge has an injury history, too. I mean, you know, just because it's all looking great this year, and again, to me, that's like, you know, the single stock approach versus the mutual fund approach. You put all your money in one stock, and that thing goes under, you're dead. You put your money in a mutual fund approach, and one stock fails, who cares? You know, and because you still built a team. And so that's why it's too risky to me. I don't want any of these $400 million guys. I don't want them. I don't want them on my team. You know, And so I'll say pass, too. I agree.
Well, one more question off the air, and then I'll let you comment on this. But and the other guy is the guy on the Yankees. I can't think of his name. Stanton, whatever his name is. Yeah. He signed a huge contract. I wouldn't want him. I wouldn't trade any of the Braves young guys for him. But I'll say this. What would you do? I think Swanson will sign with the Braves. If Grissom could play second base, I think Farcal would be a great trade chip. But I don't think – I think Ozuna is the contract you don't want. What do you do there? You've got so much. Do you trade a Farcal for a – do you put a few guys together and try to get an Ohtani where you can get a pitcher and a hitter? I mean, what do you do there? Because the Braves could use one more really good pitcher. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Yep. Thank you, Len.
Anyway, thank you.
Good job. I think you mean Albies, but I know what you meant. And look, I don't know. It's going to be a dilemma. I think part of it's going to depend on what type of money Swanson wants. Dex just wrote the exact same thing. I think he meant Albies. He did. And we don't know the answer to that. Is he going to be take one of these team-oriented deals too? But, you know, look, Grissom gives you some things that Swanson can't. He makes better contact. He's a better athlete. He's amazing on the bases. And there are still some things we don't know about him. We don't know, you know, what type of defensive shortstop he would be on a daily basis. We don't know the answer to that. That would have to be proven over time. But he certainly gives the Braves the luxury of some negotiating leverage in any impending deal with Swanson as to whether they go in that direction or not. So, you know, I think that's something certainly to consider. I don't know the answer to that long term. I don't think that Grissom is a second baseman, though. I think he's a shortstop, a third baseman, or a corner infielder. A corner outfielder. You don't need a shortstop. Walt Diptula here. Look, get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate. Sell your home hassle-free. Hi, this is Walt Diptula. Did you know that Mark Spain Real Estate has been helping homeowners sell their homes for nearly 30 years? Over 44,000 satisfied clients have trusted them to sell their homes when starting their next phase in life. Did you know that the Wall Street Journal and Real Trends rank Mark Spain Real Estate the number one real estate team in the U.S. for the fifth, not first, not second, not third, not fourth, fifth year in a row, having sold more homes than any other real estate team? This is what a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate means. It means you may be able to just walk away from your home with no showings and no paint and no refurbishing or any of that stuff. This is Mark Spain Real Estate. Look, how about this? Melissa writes, I trusted Mark Spain Real Estate to sell my home. They made it easy. I received an all-cash offer within hours. We did not have to move out until we found a new home. With three dogs and two kids, I was thankful we could skip all the showings and sell our home stress-free. That's from Melissa. How about this? I sold my home with Mark Spain Real Estate, and their experience made it easy. The whole process was fast, and my home sold for more than I expected. That's from Alan. Look, Mark Spain Real Estate's a real estate company I trust. When it comes time to sell my home, I'll be using Mark Spain Real Estate. Call 1-855-299-SOLD, 855-299-SOLD, or go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today. That's markspain.com.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com.
They won't let you down.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCP for 10% off and two free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better sleep. Rest assured.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina.